The following message is a paid ad of the Chicago Bar Association, not intended as legal advice.
Immigration enforcement is disrupting the lives of U.S. families. In this political climate, it is essential that non-citizens know their rights. I'm Lindsay Wunrow, chair of the Chicago Bar Association's Immigration Law Committee. Non-citizens have the right to remain silent and the right to request to see an immigration judge. Seek advice from a licensed attorney or accredited representative. While notaries may offer legal advice at a reduced cost, they are not licensed to practice immigration law and often cause irreparable harm.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. I'm always being asked, hey Ryan, what is your favorite type of loan? And I gotta tell you, there's something so special about helping a veteran get into their dream home. And that's why we created the Hero Loan. At Hero.loan, you'll never pay for an appraisal. We do all the VA paperwork for you, and we close VA loans in as little as 14 days. Get pre-approved today with our 5-minute loan approval, only available at Hero.loan. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, KARS, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, Purex Laundry Detergent, $1.99 with card. And buy one, get one 50% off sun protection products like Banana Boat. Offer good with card, now through 6/29/19. Get great deals on the essentials you need, right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels. Nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done. With licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Nothing beats championship hockey, and your Chicago Wolves are tied at one game apiece with the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. The Wolves are home tomorrow, Thursday and Saturday night at Allstate Arena for games 3, 4, and 5. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Gets your home bone dry in no time.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! What is that over there?
It's the Jonas Brothers. They're having their premiere right now. Okay. What are you doing, getting a burger? Yeah, something like that.
Okay, okay. Who takes the series, big man? Who takes it?
I don't want to talk to you. Jonah! Jonah, brother! Nick! What's the other brother's name?
What are they all
the names? Other Jonah brother! Jonah! Jonah! Jonah!
TMZ caught up with Shaq as he was going to get a burger, and the Jonas Brothers were in Los Angeles, so there you have it.
It's Joe, right? The other Jonas Brothers?
There's three of them, so I don't know.
Pretty good place to catch up with Shaq.
In L.A. at a burger
good odds,
joint?
Yeah. Might be a few burger joints.
I think people who work for TMZ might be all over the place. Okay. I think it's an L.A.
everywhere
paparazzi thing. Right. I don't think it's as much fun as you'd imagine.
Wait, there's a third Jonas Brother? I should know.
Yeah,
is that Zane? Is that where Zane comes from?
It's
Kevin, Nick, and Joe.
Santiago.
One Direction, you idiot.
Santiago, I believe, is the other brother.
I should know. My wife is a huge Jonas Brothers fan.
Really?
Yes.
Might be a fine.
Unapologetically, she loves the Jonas Brothers.
Well, she should apologize.
No, seriously.
We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
It means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustino for his hard work.
Jonas!
Like a Jonas Brother. No. Except for the boy band element. Thank you, Kevin. You have the hair of one of those guys in the, what's the Korean boy band? Yeah. Doesn't he? Look
is
at
that the one that got in trouble?
BTS.
BTS.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
One of the K-pop bands had a bit of scandal, did they not?
Can we just thank Ray and then we'll get to you? Ray, bless you, buddy. Yeah.
Thank you, Ray.
Ray, I wouldn't put you in a boy band.
But, no, onto the Korean boy band scandal.
In a good way. Now let's get to the Korean boy band with Dan Bernstein.
No, but hey, nice
McKnight.
Scoop. Nicely done.
Yes, top notch.
Bless well
you.
Done.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, big story.
Let me ask you something. Did Jim Phillips turn down a first offer?
Well, I don't know that we can go that far. I think that it's fair to say that that he was a leading candidate, as has been reported and discussed. But I don't know that when you say offer, I think that probably implies it got a little further than maybe it did. I don't have that information, though. I'm not quite sure of that. I think it makes a lot of sense that both sides explored the possibilities. I mean, the search was led by his boss
and best friend
and one of his best friends. So I think that there's a natural connection there to make. But I think what this reaffirms is that how content he really is at Northwestern and how good of a fit that has been. And how, you know, we kidded about it, but Porter Moser said, you know, you don't run away from happiness. And I don't think Jim, in his mind, could be much happier than he is at Northwestern.
I think it's great news for Northwestern.
It's a win.
I think it
keeps him around.
I don't know if you've been on that campus recently, but
I have, actually.
It is unbelievable.
Just a couple weeks ago, I went to speak to Missy Isaacson's journalism class.
Oh,
there.
I didn't know Missy was there.
Oh, yeah. She's a professor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And
who else is there? So who else? Who's running that program?
J.A.
Adonde.
J.A.
Adonde.
Right? Yeah.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, and Chris Herring is there also. And she has a graduate class and an undergraduate class. Last year, I spoke to the graduate class. This year, with the undergrads. And they're really smart, interesting, fun, engaging people. But you are right about that. That campus, I parked in the new parking facility there, right across from the Fisk building. And it was a gorgeous day, bright sunshine, super blue lake. And it looked like a resort.
Yeah,
I mean, you had boat rentals down below and students just going and grabbing stand-up paddle boards and the whole, I mean, there's a reason you're going to pay $80,000 a year to send a kid there.
More specifically, I mean, when you're at the athletic director and your facilities are at the state that they're in now.
Oh, my God.
The football facility is one of the best in the country.
All of it. You should see the music building.
Yeah.
The architecture is astonishing.
But if you're the athletic director, you're not necessarily recruiting music students. I mean, you're selling your football facility
you're
and
not
your basketball
them,
arena.
They're they can play.
Yeah, yeah, that is
it's a destination.
Heaven on earth.
It's a destination.
And it's become a better, more competitive destination in the Big Ten, and you're seeing the results of that. So if you're Jim Phillips and you're very comfortable, I don't know that it made a lot of sense. I mean, you could have justified moving on, but you certainly there wasn't any urgency to do that.
And here's the thing, too. Northwestern, even had he taken the job and had they elevated Mike Pulisky, they wouldn't have missed a beat. I know Jim is a unique guy and uniquely dynamic, and it seems like there's five of him sometimes. But
yeah, he is.
Mike Polisky is a similarly wonderful guy, a brilliant guy, and an absolute star, whether or not he stays at Northwestern or takes a job elsewhere. So they were not going to be in any kind of dire straits.
Just to close the loop, Nick, Joe, Kevin Jonas.
Kevin Jonas.
There is a Kevin.
Is he like the Fredo?
I think he's like Kev.
Yeah,
he's
Santiago. He is the Fredo. He's the ugly one.
Well, I'm smart.
It's Martin, Santiago, and Bill.
But you know Kevin's the guy who writes all the music, right? I mean, everybody else is just angry at the two of them performing it, and he's probably the guy who does everything. It's like the Cooper Manning scenario. You know?
He's Cooper.
So he's the funny one, really. When
Howie
it comes
Long
down to
Jr.?
It. Yeah, exactly.
Right? But were you guys surprised at Kevin Warren? Had you heard that name? It wasn't on many lists.
No.
It's just a guy that
nothing.
COO for the Vikings and very impressive background, though.
Well, that's the thing.
Tremendous story.
I was surprised by the name, and then you go read the background and his story, and you go, oh, yeah, that makes
sense. I mean, it's impressive. It's impressive enough that he has an MBA from Arizona State, a law degree from Notre Dame, but then you find out that when he was 11 years old, he almost got killed on a bike.
Yeah,
and he came back from that. He spent, 9 months in traction?
Yeah.
And that shaped...
Learned to appreciate and love life while being kind of laid up as an 11-year-old. Can you imagine? I mean, when you're 11, time passes so slowly. It's like you really, the only thing close to it would be kind of want to go into a black hole in space and just sitting there because it just stops time.
Yeah, you didn't have a phone to be on at that time either.
Right.
You couldn't while youngest, away the hours.
He's the youngest of seven, I believe. Went native of Tempe, Arizona. Is that where he's? I think that's where he's from.
It was Tempe, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good story. They have the press conference introducing him today at 11, out in Rosemont, and a big day for the Big Ten.
How about the Big Ten being a $750 million business? This guy is the CEO of a $750 million annual business. I mean,
and growing.
They're going to reasonably be $1 billion.
Well, it's
business.
Pretty remarkable because I mean, a lot of that is obviously just the growth in the sports, but the
television
network
market.
The Big Ten network was such a game changer, and that's why Jim Delaney leaves such big shoes to fill. I mean, that was he had a big part of he had a lot to do with that, and it is $750 million. That's
you can make a lot of money when you don't pay the labor.
Certainly can.
It's a great business model.
Certainly can. I mean, that's just a fact of college.
I do wonder where he stands on that. I do wonder where a guy, because these are the big questions. I want to know what he thinks about the playoff, what he thinks about paying student athletes, in quotes.
Yep.
You got to know about expansion because the Big Ten, these super conferences are always expanding. They're not contracting.
Yeah.
So these are the kinds of things he'll answer today. We'll get a better sense of that.
You got to find out. The other part you have to find out, too, is where he stands on the perceived war on football. The idea that this sport is unsafe and that insurance claims and some of this stuff may affect.
He's been in the NFL for the last 20 years. What do you think?
Well, it's got to be. No. I mean, he has to have a position on this.
Right.
And he has to have an answer for this. He can't just say, I played in the NFL. I understand the risks. I mean, he has to understand the risks for his incoming student athletes in this conference. That's something that's got to be addressed.
The stuff of Don Van Natta? That did all the deep dive about what's going on with insurability of the sport and just how many organizations are operating without a net right now with no insurance and no way to handle this because insurance companies are just saying, no, not touching.
I mean, Delaney was out in front. I don't know how much it felt like to you that the Big Ten Network, when it started, was a leap, was just kind of a little bit of a risky proposition. It felt like that to me at the time. Being out in front has proven to be very profitable for that conference. What's the next thing they think they can be out in front of? Because this is, I mean, whether it's legalized gambling or whether it's, like you say, Dan, some of the insurance issues around football potentially, those are, to me, the next frontiers.
How are you going to handle all of this?
Well, we've got a lot to do today. I thought that the acquisition of Carlos Gonzalez became more interesting yesterday, not just because of what he did, but because of what he said. And we've got to revisit some observations that he had about last year's Cubs team.
See, I thought that was interesting, too.
Uh-huh. He offered them kind of quietly and kind of casually.
No, but you can't offer anything quietly in Chicago.
No,
okay.
If you really think
about it, to make it loud.
There's some pretty serious accusations.
And you're the new guy?
Yeah.
And you're basically saying, I'm joining the team that we thought was basically beaten and deflated.
We had him from the get-go and then proceeded to play 20 innings of no-run baseball, but you know, whatever. Yeah.
So we're going to do that. We're going to listen to what he said and get into what he said because I found it significant, even though it was quiet. I think it needs to be amplified more than it has been. So we're going to do that in just a couple of minutes. Joe Sheehan at 10:20. J.J. Cooper, the executive editor of Baseball America, who is going to give us all the inside info on what's behind the draft picks for the Cubs and Sox. Midday Midway at 10:40. Also, I've been doing some research about what the White Sox playoff chances actually are. Yeah. Amid all of this hoo-ha that's going on right now, like what is objective to the best of our abilities, is as exciting as it is, as fun as it is to see two games out of a wild card, I want to actually look at the reality and how that informs decision-making coming up at 11.
Jerry really stepped up.
And we've got a pair of tickets to see Dead and Company at Wrigley Field on June 14th.
Sounds good.
All right, guys, we'll be listening.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
They have been drafted into the NFL, and then you see them chest bump and hug and booty bump and whatever else they want to do with Roger Goodell. And often you will hear from other NFL players like, that guy's not your friend, and you're going to find out very quickly.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
This Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Only the NFL could try to improve a rule and create even more chaos. Remember the what is a catch and helmet rule fiascos? Now it's the pass interference replay quagmire. The NFL voted back in March to institute replay review for offensive and defensive PI based on coaches' challenges, except in the final 2 minutes when the booth would make the call. 2 weeks ago, the owners punted the issue to the competition committee to tweak the rule as it sees fit, except that all PI calls and non-calls will be in the hands of the coaches, and Hail Mary plays are now off limits. Personally, I hate saddling the coaches with yet another decision and making them conserve timeouts. Moreover, how do you define a Hail Mary, and how do you prevent coaches from working around that definition? I'm sure Bill Belichick will come up with something. And why allow an officiating double standard? What a mess this is going to be. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here,
or here!
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels. Nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done. With licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Talk with Cubs reliever Brandon Kinsler. Is there an element as a reliever who throws that kind of stuff where you can overthrow the sinker? I remember when Brandon Webb was doing his thing and Dan Heron was doing his thing, that they could get early in the game, you could kind of get to them because they were throwing hard enough that the sinker wasn't kind of like taking that bite. Is that a factor for you when you come out of the bullpen?
100%. Sometimes when you're too fresh, throw right through the sink. Sometimes when you're too tired, you have to overthrow and the ball just doesn't spin right. You can't get the right extension. There's just a happy medium there. And you just got to really know what you're feeling like that day. Sometimes you're like, well, my sinker's probably going to be spinning too much, so I'm going to go with more changeups today to at least make it look like a fastball. And hopefully it's 6 miles an hour slower.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Jed Hoyer is the general manager of the Chicago Cubs. Theo came out very firmly and said, look, Javier Baez is the shortstop for the Chicago Cubs. That said, my feeling is you wouldn't be doing your jobs if you didn't consider what is best for the team and whether or not Addison Russell would be a better defense with Russell at short and Javier Baez at second, because frankly, this was an historic defense when winning a World Series, having him at that critical position.
I do think Javi has kind of grabbed that job. He's a shortstop. I think the way he's played, really over the last year and a half has been magnificent, and I think he's comfortable there, and so that's the decision. But it's a great conversation to be able to have, because I think we have two elite defensive shortstops on the roster.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. There is more rain coming, like now. And this stormy spring is continuing, and so many people I know have been dealing with water in their basement or water in their home. The good news is that Aloha Restoration can help you through the process, and it is a process. There are some companies, some of their competitors tear out the damage, and then the restoration is actually handled by another company. That's not Aloha Restoration. Aloha does it all. They will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. I've had personal experience with Aloha because I had the misfortune of water in the house, but the good fortune to know that Aloha was there to handle it and help me through the entire process. And Aloha is the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Call them. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. That's 847-865-5664.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, catcher number two. Also, Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Here I go. Bundling home and auto with Progressive can save you money on your car insurance. No kidding. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I added that last part in. You can edit that out, right? Or you can keep it in if you like. I mean, my opinion is I think it's good. I think other people my age would like it. Very relatable.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remain a balance to unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
This Cub thing feels bad. This is like end of last year offensive constipation.
And you can look back to the start of this Cub season. If you're an optimist and say, hey, they worked themselves out of it. There was a period they won 9 out of 10 games, and eventually they'll come around. That's what Joe Maddon is saying. But here they come home, one for their last 34 with runners in scoring position.
Remember Anthony Iaposi said, we're not going to call it situational hitting. We're going to call it opportunity hitting.
Ah, I like that.
I love the rebrand.
Yeah.
Right? It's just one of these things where, you know, words matter as much as you want them to, but the idea that you're not in a situation, you are given an opportunity. That was not particularly opportunistic opportunity hitting.
So what do you make of it going forward?
I don't know.
Because
hit home runs.
It's a lineup that can produce.
Find the bottom third of the baseball and lift it.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Well, that was a little bit better. That was the opportunity hitting that you wanted as you get back home, and you hit a couple of home runs late, and things all good. And hey, look, Connor's back.
Hi.
From his bizarro trip. I'm looking at pictures of men in Speedos.
I tell you what, we did it all wrong and all right for about 4 days in Scottsdale. Treated that place like it was Las Vegas.
It's a bachelor party for a guy how old?
What is he, 28, 27, something like that.
So first marriage.
Yeah,
bachelor party. That's about right.
On the 33, about to be 34-year-old, that trip took a toll.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Joe Sheehan going to join us at 10. J.J. Cooper, executive editor of Baseball America, will break down these new members of the Cubs and White Sox, assuming they sign, at 10:20. Midway at 10:40. Some White Sox talk coming your way at 11. We have a pair of tickets to see Dead and Company at Wrigley Field coming up quick on June 14th. You got to be listening for the opportunity to win. 312-644-6767 is our phone number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Please text or sext 67011. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein underscore MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
It's so good to be back.
That way you can stream The Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. These cameras are the video feed directed by Brian Gertz at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. The producers today, Shane Reardon, Rick Camp, and in the back doing what he does, the executioner, Ray Diaz. Yeah, while Carlos Gonzalez made a splashy Cubs debut.
Oh, that's a hell of a play out in right field.
It really is.
That dude can go get it. It's a lot of fun to watch it. I was a little impressed with some of the all of the hoopla that came along while I was out this weekend, and Carlos Gonzalez was added to the Major League roster. There were a bunch of, you know, there were like 25 of us down in Scottsdale, and the news spread through the room. We were all having a couple of beers, and Carlos Gonzalez, Major League roster.
I think you made the point in the meeting. The fact is, he's not Mark Zagunas. He's not Jim Adusi.
No, I mean, and that's the addition here. I don't know how much he can really help you. I don't know how much he's got left in the tank. Carlos has always been kind of a polarizing player. How many consecutive seasons? He leads the league in consecutive seasons with his name at the very top of every trade rumor when it got down to the deadline and never went anywhere after he landed with the Rockies. I mean, he was that guy. And there's a reason for it. I think one of the biggest reasons for it is that if you look at Carlos Gonzalez's home road splits, you know, the Coors Field thing, and split it apart for his whole career, the difference is about a third of a player. Yep. It's a big difference. And there were all these questions as to whether or not he could continue or maintain or be an impact player when he wasn't at Coors Field. But I think when you look at the roster you've got, when you look at the continued absence of Ben Zobrist, the need to add in somebody in those corners, and maybe a little center field here or there in some smaller parks, guy fits the bill defensively.
All left-handed bats, if you want. Schwarber, Hayward, and Cargo across the board there.
Yeah, that's, I mean, nice to have in the lineup. Good to have some balance. If he's John Jay for you, like John Jay was.
With a little more pop, maybe?
Just an average dude, that makes a lot of sense. That's a guy you can actually throw into a lineup and space things out, as opposed to, like you say, Mark Zagunas or Jim Adducci, who's just...
Where is John Jay, by the way?
John Jay is
he's still rehabbing.
Yeah, okay. No, he's on the White Sox. He's still rehabbing. I didn't see him down at Extended Spring, though I did drive by Extended Spring Training just to see if I could see anything. Turns out nothing.
They don't let you buy a ticket and watch those games?
No, has to. Move along. Thank you so much.
Really?
Well, I mean, we were, you know, this was one of those things. We're just kind of sitting outside the ballpark.
Like a creep.
Yeah.
Bottom of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Nothing beats championship hockey. Your Chicago Wolves are tied at one game apiece with the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. The Wolves are home tomorrow, Thursday, Saturday, Allstate Arena for game 3, 4, and 5. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. First of all, Carlos Gonzalez is indeed a Cub killer. And I didn't do the home road splits for where this stuff happened, but I always like to check if we think it feels like he did well against the Cubs. His career,
it's Ryan Rayburn out there, you know, killing White Sox.
Career against the Cubs, a 928 OPS against the Cubs. So yeah, he has done that to him. There's no question. And yesterday he talked about the end of last season.
This was
so there's a couple bites we're going to get into here. And I think it's fair to allow this to raise some questions about what went on and how it went on. And this is what Gonzalez noticed about their matchup with the Cubs at the end of 2018.
Sometimes it can be easy to, you know, take things for granted and forget about it. But this is a really good club. We have to understand that every day and go out there and compete. Because, you know, for example, last year when I came here for the wild card game, you know, I noticed that there was something about the team that it wasn't the same in the past. So, you know, we took advantage of that. I think it was a really good game. You know, we went on extras, but we ended up winning the game. And I think a lot of that is because, you know, this seems like they were a little down and because they struggled at the end of the year. So it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. You just got to believe in yourself every day and, you know, continue to fight. And then a lot of great things happen after that.
Aha! Well then.
Saw that coming, did Carlos Gonzalez. I find it interesting because on one hand, this is a veteran player on the team he had been a big part of for almost his entire career, coming into a ballpark against a club that hasn't scored and can't score. I mean, Carlos mentioned it. Once you got into extras, you weren't getting a run. I mean, you just knew that. You were trying to manufacture everything you could. You gave at bats to a guy who would never hit before in his life because you were just stuck at that point in the lineup with the substitutions you'd made. So they kind of smelled that in the water. The real question, though, is this something that you saw just based on performance and production? Or is this something where you heard some things?
Great question.
Where guys got to talking. Because this league works that way sometimes. A lot of leagues do. But you start to hear a conversation. And when you have interviews, like the one Kelly Krull did with Wilson Contreras right before this season started, where Wilson is very clearly vocalizing his give-up last season, his checkout last season, it's hard for me to think that wasn't noticed by other people around the league, perhaps.
There's a reason you blew out a whole coaching staff again.
That's offense broke,
too, right?
I mean, as much as we've made fun of, you know, polite fun, I guess, as best you can, about some of the 71 minutes that Theo came out with after the end of that season, the anger was real, the rage was real, and the brokenness of the offense was real, too. I mean, when you and Rich did a great job breaking it down yesterday with all the struggles they'd had with runners in scoring position, you get swept by the Cardinals, and really, they might have played better than the Cardinals 2 days out of three, maybe all 3 days. Just didn't hit with runners in scoring position. You've got a couple of balls from Anthony Rizzo that fall and maybe changes the entire series. The lineup can still be at times three or four guys working and looking around like Vincent Vega for everybody else. You know, I mean, that's kind of how this thing feels at times when it is broken.
And they've gotten it every once in a while. There has been that guy, whether it's Jason Hayward or Contreras for a while. And Contreras has been awful lately. I mean, what was he, 0 for 21?
0 for 21 going into the single yesterday?
Into the sixth inning. And I did find it interesting that there was some adjustments that he made. Granted, it's Trevor Cahill, and it's not, you know, wipeout stuff necessarily, but he got worked over in his second at bat.
Just hacked apart.
Just absolutely destroyed by that knuckle curve outside the zone low and away. And it was just that pitch. And we went back and watched these at bats because, yeah. I mean, I saw it at the time. But it was a very mature at bat in the sixth where he fouled off a couple of pitches. He got himself back from 1-2, and it was that very same knuckle curve in the same spot that he stayed back on. He didn't collapse his backside. His weight didn't come forward like it did the previous two times he saw the pitch. And granted, Mike Trout misplayed it. You don't hear that said very often.
Not often.
But it was a barreled up, well-hit ball.
Yeah, and I think that matters. That matters quite a bit for me when it comes to watching guys like Wilson Contreras or even Javi Baez to a point, because the broadcast made a point of looking at how many at-bats for Javi have ended in strikeouts so for his last 20, 25 or so. It's almost half of them. I mean, that's a lot of strikeouts. And when you get to a point where you're having these non-competitive at-bats, these ABs where a breaking ball looks like it's completely unhittable regardless of where it's put, you know, that slider outside to Alfonso Soriano that he couldn't seem to lay off for the last 3 years as a Cub, that's an at-bat where if you're that core guy and you're not moving the baseball a little bit, if you're not using the opposite field the way Joe Maddon's talked about, the way they've been successful all season doing, that's where that strikeout feels like it's as bad as it could possibly be, much unlike the sabermetric approach of saying, strikeouts are strikeouts and they're going to happen.
773 Texter asks, did Carlos Gonzalez really say anything we don't know? Maybe we realized it after the season. He saw it up close, he says. Well, we know they were tight those last few games. Yeah, but that's the first time we've heard an opponent say, we saw it, we jumped on it, we knew it, we used it against them.
Blood in the water.
Felt it. And it's hard to do in baseball. It is really hard to do. It's not a basketball game. It's not a hockey game. You can't play baseball harder. So there are so many follow-up questions. Like you said, I think it's critical. Like, was this a grapevine thing?
Yeah.
Is this a friends texting friends, like, you know, the Bulls mutiny, Jim Boylan kind of thing where you know things are getting around the league?
Everybody's laughing at you in the concourse.
Everybody's laughing at you and all that, where you know that things are being said, where you got buddies on other teams. Or, and I would ask him, what did you see? Did you see an angrier than usual response after a strikeout? The evincing of frustration. Did you know what else did you see? That kind of thing. You know where? So
and who else saw it? Because like you say, in baseball, that is a very difficult thing to do, to find that blood in the water and then take advantage of it. Because your starter goes out there and gives up three straight hits, and it doesn't really matter what you felt going back into the game. Now you've got to play the one at hand. So you get to those extra innings where one run would have made a big difference because neither of those teams felt like they needed to score. And that does change the taste of it a little bit. And is it just Carlos Gonzalez who kind of smelled that around?
No way.
Is it just having MLB Network on in the clubhouse all season long and having it pounded into your brain, the narratives that, you know, we're going through and the struggles that the Cubs had? Because that's the part of last season that is, you know, married and connected here, is that the struggles existed. They didn't hit 40 games scoring just one run, but they also felt it. I mean, they changed habits. Wilson Contreras' interview means something and may not have been the only guy, perhaps not going through the steps that he needed to go through to make sure he could play the second half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You asked what Carlos Gonzalez smelt, if there was really something extra to it. There is more.
Yeah,
cargo.
I also, we're going to get
if you want to suss this out.
I do. I definitely want to hear it in just a second. Don't forget what Wrigley Field does. And it is a unique amplifier of emotion. For better or for worse.
Anthony Rizzo said it.
Len Casper mentioned this years ago, that there is, it's sort of like the situation you feel as a fan about projecting your feelings on a game. I can't give you a scientific, rational explanation of it, but I definitely have felt the zeitgeist of Wrigley Field. I have felt the psychology of Wrigley Field. I have felt it amplify emotions for better or for worse. And I can't sit here and quantify it for you. I admit that I can't fully explain it, but I also admit that I would be lying if I didn't think there was something to how that building collectively can make everybody feel certain things. And it gets really heavy really fast. It can get also incredibly exciting and exultant and effervescent, but the other side of that is palpable. There's no question that weird things happen in that building. We are going to hear more of what Carlos Gonzalez had to say, and it raises some questions about how the Cubs were coached and managed and conducted themselves at the end of last year. And I think it informs a lot of what did happen before this season. So we'll get to the words of the newest Cub and one of yesterday's heroes coming up next. Keep it here. You've got the score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Make sure you have the white styrofoam box filled with meat headed to you as quickly as possible. Go to omahasteaks.com. On the main page, in the search bar, type WSCR, and it's going to redirect you to this, the Father's Day Steak Fix Gift Package. For you, because of that code, a $235 value is only $59.99. And you say, okay, well, that still sounds like a lot of money. I better get a lot of meat, a lot of stuff for that. Well, how about this? In that box will be two tender filet mignons, two bold top sirloins, two savory pork chops, four Omaha Steaks burgers, four massive gourmet jumbo franks, four crispy chicken fried steaks, a pack of all beef meatballs, four premium chicken breasts, four caramel apple tartlets for dessert. You have to hide them from the children if you're me. A packet of Omaha Steaks signature seasoning, and they're going to put in four extra Omaha Steaks burgers free. All of that is coming to you. It's 74% off. It's Omaha Steaks. All meat USDA inspected, exceed standards, hand-trimmed, flash-frozen, vacuum-sealed, family-owned and operated company, still run by the fifth generation. The code is WSCR. You type into the search bar when you go to omahasteaks.com, and that's how you get all that meat for $59.99. Omahasteaks.com, code WSCR.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said goodnight, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's Home Services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels. Nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf. Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA NA.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa Auto Care Centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, which is cause to celebrate. Because normally the sound of screeching brakes means your bank account's about to take a hit. But getting $75 back makes that hit not so bad. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
at participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
New Cub Carlos Gonzalez had some interesting and somewhat damning things to say about the Cubs team that he saw at the end of last year. You'll hear it next on The Score.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after 2250 a month credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines without auto pay. Data and prioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks, all right, I'm going to try really hard to not take you back to that place, but I am curious. The season ends, the Rockies move on. How long did it take you personally to get over that?
It took a while. Yeah, it took at least a few weeks. You know, close to almost 3 weeks, I'm sure. Because for those first 3 weeks or a month, you're resting up, you're not doing anything. So when you're just sitting around, that's all you're thinking about. You know, it was a terrible way, you know, to end the season, and we all were in bad moods for sure for a long time. But once you get back into your workout, you start using it as motivation, I think, and it starts to go away from there. And I guess you start to translate it just into a different feeling, just motivated. So yeah, after a few weeks, we got back into our workouts, and I think just really started focusing in on this year.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
It's an opponent, you always notice that. You know, we came in and we know they were struggling. We know they were limping and, you know, they finished losing the division at the end of the year. You know, it seems like they were down. So you never want to show that to the opponent, and because that's exactly what we did. We take advantage of it. And but like I said, you just got to continue to work and believe in yourself and always keep your head up.
Whoa. They were down. You never want to show that to the opponent. We took advantage of it. So my first thought is, how? How do you take advantage of it? How do you sit in your meetings and say, hey, here's what we're going to do because they're showing how down they are emotionally?
Dan, I think some of that comes to just what Joe Maddon's been talking about when it comes to his offense. It's confidence. I mean, that kind of thing can matter for a club from here to there, especially when, just like the Cubs, the Rockies were struggling to score for most of that game. You know, you get to pace around the dugout. Maybe it's a tough moment for your team, and you get to yell over and over again, this is what we talked about. They're ready to break. We're not. We've got to have good at-bats here. We can do this kind of thing. It's you know, it can be kind of high school-y. It can be kind of rah-rah. But when you've got something to backstop the rah-rah, you know, when you've got evidence across the field from you and at bats that aren't going well and give ups that may or may not be happening, all that kind of stuff, it feels different. It just does.
I think too that Theo and his the biliousness with which he conducted that last press conference, don't you think part of him completely reasonably could have been thinking, what do I have Joe Maddon here for? What am I paying $5 million for? If he's not going to be an elite tactician, but he's known to be a manager of emotion and tone setter, this is where he should shine. This is where he should be instilling that level of confidence. This is where it shouldn't be curdling in the way that it is because Joe Maddon's the manager. That's one of my first thoughts is you have him, so you're not the team that has something like this occur.
Joe matters. Managers matter to me as soon as the last out of the game and the first pitch of the next one. You know, maintaining that confidence, writing out loud, that kind
exactly.
of stuff. Exactly.
Maintaining confidence.
And that, it evaporated last season. I mean, you could feel it. And I think you're right to point to that last press conference. God, we've done that so often this year, even in good times and in bad for this Cubs team so far. You know, a win yesterday against the Angels and things feel right again. You're rolling against a team that doesn't have great pitching and you've got a couple of nice efforts from John Lester. That's all great, and that reinstills some confidence. But boy, that anger and the offense broke. I mean, you heard him say it. You heard kind of the despair that was in Theo's voice and the anger that was there too. You have to wonder if some of that was paired with the exit meetings that happened, with the perception of his team from around the league. I mean, if Carlos Gonzalez smelt it, if the Rockies could understand it, you don't think that works its way back to some of the higher circles?
The 312 says, Dan, I've listened to you since Belmont Avenue, and you always refuse to believe in terms like momentum or fire and passion. Now you say the Cubs lost their fire, passion, and momentum? No, not necessarily. I do think athletic...
Just fire and passion.
I do think athletic confidence does matter. We saw it happen in front of us. Look, let's just look at the facts here. We saw their offense fail. We saw their offense dry up. And now we actually hear a new teammate and a former opponent describe exactly what he and his teammates noticed across from them. That's all. I'm not saying there's any magic or witchcraft out there.
But
that
you have to remember, too, even along with, if you want to yell and scream about the fire and the passion and the mojo or whatever, to go along with that, is Wilson Contreras telling you and admitting and apologizing for not doing his work because that confidence went away from him. He wasn't lifting. He wasn't doing the kind of work needed to keep himself up in tip-top shape to be the kind of offensive force in the second half that he absolutely wasn't. That matters because some of this, the stuff in between the ears, once that starts affecting your preparation for the game, the actual things that you do, the lifting, the workouts, the scout work, all that stuff. Now you've got something palpable that affects performance. That's how that in-between-the-year stuff matters. That's where front offices are trying to conquer the new frontier.
Listen to the way they were talking about draft picks yesterday. Listen to what they're saying. You can measure a whole bunch of stuff, but now it's the scout's job to figure out what people are made of. Bill on Capitol Hill, you're on the Score.
Hello, lads. How's the empire?
Oh, it is in shambles, but that's how you like it.
Wouldn't happen any other way. I'm intrigued by your discussion about the sort of psychology of a losing team. Yesterday, I don't know if you heard on Lawrence's show, Steve Stone was eloquent as always when he was talking about how he is able to sort of prognosticate during a game. He was talking about the individual tells, you know, a base runner tenses up that tells him that he might go. A shortstop takes off his glove that tells him that, you know, they're thinking about a pickoff or something like that. I'm wondering, if not only players can recognize that, but in the era of advanced metrics, it seems to me that that's a real opportunity to really liberate your scouting department, right? So if you're not married, you don't have to be married to your radar gun anymore if you're a scout because you've got AI to do that for you. Now you can start looking for those sort of psychological tells. Okay, he's favoring his ankle or something. And he can do really the advanced sort of, you know, deeply human but non-linear analysis. I mean, because look, I mean, the clearly fire and passion is a silly sort of way to think about it, but there are sort of human intuitions. I mean, we read each other. We're a social species, and we read each other, you know, through nonverbal communication all the time. And we evolved as a species. All the evidence is, you know, 50,000, 100,000 years before we even had language.
Sure, Bill. Look at the great poker players. Look at the really competitive poker players where it's all math. It's all probability. And some of this stuff is just outside. Look, I'm going to fold this hand every time, or based on this guy's chip stack and my chip stack and what the blinds are. It's all hard math. And yet, every one of those players is going to tell you what's separate. They all know the math. They all know the quant side. What separates them is exactly what you're talking about, that ability to read people.
Well, and it's even deeper than that because, I mean, I agree with you. And I think that that's actually sort of, I mean, I think that's actually the revolution that the stats geeks have brought to baseball is that they've leveled that playing field, right? We are literally all reading from the same playbook now, right? There's not a fan in the world, from the lowest to the GM who doesn't understand at least roughly what WAR means. Mm-hmm. But now the question is, and given that it's put a premium on data, so there's no such thing as bad information anymore. What's that shortstop doing? You know, why is he tipping his cap that way? There's no such thing as bad information anymore. And it feels like that's the next area here, is that sort of deeply human, you know, the emergence at the same time of team shrink to help players going through stress and everything. I mean, that feels like the next sort of phase in this. Anyway, lads, be well.
You too. Good call. Thanks, Bill. As always, great stuff.
I think it's an interesting way to look at it. The math has become baked in, and the intuition is now the thing you work on. Used to be the opposite way. used to be a scout, would tell you. I mean, that's the famous line from the sabermetric everything. I know when a kid's got it. Your kid has it. But you don't know.
Right. You clearly don't.
You don't know. And you never did know. And there were a bunch of old guys that came before you that told you that you knew and that only you could divine whether or not this player was going to turn into somebody. Now you've got scouting departments. You have front offices mandating play dates between your scouting department and your nerd department before the draft to make sure that everything checks up. That's a given. You know, that checking your math, quite literally and figuratively, that's a given in baseball at this point, in front offices, whether you like it or not, that's where things are going. And now the kind of that new cutting edge frontier is trying to determine what you can about the mental acuity and player development side of things.
It's beyond that, too. As we talked with Jonah Carey on Friday, it's not necessarily about what does this kid have, it's what upon him can we build? What can we construct? What can we engineer? We think we can get another 4 miles an hour of velocity out of him once we get him on the cameras. Or we think a swing plane change can turn him into a completely different hitter. That now we've added almost literally another dimension to scouting, a different axis to scouting, to say he doesn't do this yet, but his body type and his physiology, his the biokinetics suggest he can look like this.
Or it's as simple as, is this kid too much of an asshat
right
to want to change the swing for us? You know, I mean, that's what it, if Christian Yelich were anything other than the terrific human he seems to be, and somebody looks at him and goes, well, you know, I think you get better if you just, you know, move the shoulder down here a little bit. If he's that stubborn old school baseball guy that's just, nah, this is the way I've done it all the time, I'm not changing for anybody, then what do the Brewers have?
This segment is brought to you by Eon Clinics. Joe Sheehan is loaded for bear with baseball information, talking Cubs and Sox and draft, and looking over some of where these teams stand as we get a little closer to midseason and we get closer to jockeying for position and what could be done at the trade deadline.
A little bit of a free agency part two as well, with two players now connected, maybe in rumors to teams. Just a couple of guys that just cost money might affect one or two ball clubs.
All that coming your way next. Joe Sheehan on Joe Day. Sheehan at 10, Madden at noon. That's Tuesdays on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the first ever Kona, taking Chicagoland by storm.
Are you looking for a way to save some extra money this summer? Well, this is an easy way. Pay less interest on your credit card balances. You might be looking at that or up late at night worrying about that 18% that you're carrying that keeps rolling over on your credit card. Stop doing it today. Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with auto pay. And that's lower than the average credit card interest rate, 18-19% APR. And there are no fees. You can get your money as soon as the day you apply. That can be today. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that is exactly what they deliver. And here's another reason. For a limited time only, just because you're listening, you can get a special interest rate discount, and that is from the 5.95 down further. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/DanB. That is lightstream.com/DanB.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/DanB for more info.
Flo here with a really weird word. Buttery. Buttery? It's not quite butter. It's more butterish. Or maybe buttery is like butchery or bakery, a shop that sells artisanal butter products. Dig in, America. Now a word that's even more weird. Flotection. Sure, it's not really a word, but it is really good protection for your new home through me and Progressive. No ifs, ands, or butteries about it. Sorry.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels. Nearly any home improvement project. Visit HomeDepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see HomeDepot.com/license numbers.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. I hit a car.